Don't you trust me?
Indra, I trust you. But I'm afraid I'll be wandering like a nomad. My whole life is vague, aimless. I'm doomed.
Oh, Chandar. What is it you can't do?
Years have passed. Indra lives in Delhi, not far from here. I visited her 2 months ago. Her husband was friendly. She told him...
Oh, I know Chandar's habits well. He has an allergy to milk. He thinks drinking coffee is as bad as smoking. And if you add a second spoon of sugar to his tea, his throat gets affected.
My bus is nowhere in sight. But the thought that at least Indra is here, in this strange city, and remembers him even after so many years...
Gurdwara Road, Crawl Bag. Crawl Bag, Gurdwara Road. Come on, Babuji, Crawl Bag, Gurdwara Road.
All right, why not?
Do you know how long I've been waiting for you? You never get any time for me. Have you written anything?
Yes.
Can I see it?
It's in my diary. Here.
Now I have it, and you're not going to get it back.
That's my diary.
So, if you want it back, you'll have to come to see me every day. One day, I'll give it back.
Gurdwara Road.
Here.
Arey, Babuji, how much did you pay?
1 rupee.
1 rupee more, sahab.
Sardarji, you have always charged 1 rupee.
I charge 2 rupees, sahab.
I've travelled by your scooter a number of times and have been paying 1 rupee only.
It must be another scooter wala you paid 1 rupee.
It's not a question of 1 rupee. It's a... Take it. Indra meets him as before. She is waiting for her husband.
Chandar, how do you happen to be here?
I was in the neighborhood.
Well, come in. I don't understand. He's usually home at 8. It's already 9. I wonder what's wrong with him today. Well, would you take tea?
Tea, yes, thank you. Chandar relaxes. His weariness is gone. The maidservant comes with the tea tray. One, Indra arranges the cups. Two, she pours the tea. Three, I watch her hands. Four, her arms. Five, her face. Six, all is the same. Seven, just the same. Eight, everything is familiar.
How much sugar?
2 spoons. He thinks Indra will remember, but she doesn't. She stirs in 2 spoonfuls. Chandar sips his tea as if he were sipping poison. Indra is talking about nothing, talking to a guest out of politeness. What Indra says, he does not remember. Chandar is once more in the street. His throat is parched. At the crossing, he finds a few taxi drivers, drunk and cursing each other. The strong smell of fried fish is coming from somewhere. At the pawn shop, young men are sipping Coca-Cola. Some people are speeding away on scooters. Others are waiting for the bus. Cars, taxis, buses, and scooters are in constant motion. The lights at the crossing are showing red and amber eyes. Chandar walks home.
Chandar, you look so tired.
Yes.
Your dinner will be ready in a moment.
I don't feel like eating.
Why? You didn't eat this morning. Did you take something this afternoon?
Yes. His wife sits near him on the bed. She opens a book and reads. His eyes search the room. He is looking for what he knows, for what is familiar. His eyes fix on her. They search her hair, her eyelashes, the shadows beneath her eyes, her hands, the nails on her fingers. He gets up, draws the curtains, and lies down on the bed. He hears again the hollow thuds of Gulati's tired footfalls on the stairs. Will you lie down next to me?
Mm-hmm.
He places his hand on her breasts to steady, to reassure himself. He feels her breasts rising and falling. He moves his hand. He feels her nails in the darkness, touches her eyelids, the familiar smell of her freshly washed hair. His trembling hand moves over her body, confirming familiarity. Her body draws closer. His loneliness dissolves. The tide rises. The warmth increases. The ocean of oneness envelops them. He sees a light in Bishan Kapoor's window. The smoke is curling out of the bars and vanishing in the darkness. The ebbing tide is leaving him alone again. Nirmala turns on her side and falls asleep. Slowly, everything goes to sleep. Night has much advanced. He watches her in the darkness, then he too falls asleep. The clock at the police station strikes two. He wakes up. Nirmala is still on her side, asleep.
Nirmala?
Hmm?
Nirmala?
What is it?
Turn on the light.
Chandar?
Do you recognize me?
Chandar, what's wrong?
Do you recognize me?
Lost Directions was written by Kamleshwar, featuring Arjun Sajnani as Chandra and the narrator, with Indra played by Arati Rao, Nirmala by Veena Ravi Kumar, the Scooterwala Sukhjeet Singh, Anand Ernest Abuba, the man in the tea house, David Warlow. Lost Directions was translated from Hindi by Shravan Kumar and Prabhakar Machwe, adapted and directed by Thomas Lopez. Music was composed and performed by Timothy Clark, with vocals by Shanti Chakravarti. Environments were recorded in New Delhi by ZBS.
This has been a ZBS production.